The wise man will seek to acquire the best possible knowledge about events, but always without becoming dependent upon this knowledge. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to this episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show where we give you uplifting and inspirational information to help you through those hard times. Last week, we covered a change that many of us go through in becoming a new creature that is born again in Christ. And with that rebirth, new things are made known to us. Things that we once thought to be odd when we first observed others doing them, we now seek an understanding of. Once we had no real knowledge or understanding of the Word of God because we were in rebellion against Him and we rejected everything that was brought before us. But now things have changed because we have changed. And we went from not knowing or caring to a hunger and thirst for the Word of truth. Now, our passage of scripture this week will come from 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter and verse 10. And it says, "Now God has revealed these things to us by the Spirit, since the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God." Now, God's wisdom is only for those who seek to be perfect for Him. And His wisdom is not the wisdom of this world and its leaders. Now, Paul said this. He said, "Being perfect for those who are concerned about it means to be perfect and acceptable to God, and about being destined for perfection in heaven." Now, the Bible says that the wisdom of God is foolishness to them that are perishing, but to those who seek to be perfect, the saved, it is the power of God. Now, just the other day, I had a conversation with a young man, and he went on to tell me about we are who we are because of where we grew up and how we were raised, and it has nothing to do with God. And that religion is just a bunch of made up stuff, and in essence, it's what causes us to stay boxed in. Now, that's the worldview of things, because the wisdom of the world says that God may or may not exist, and it depends upon which day of the week it is and what mood that person it happens to be in. He would say that the earth just happened to appear through some big explosion like the Big Bang theory in the sky, and life just happened to evolve. The wisdom of the world is anyone with an influence over another who may say some things that were formed way, way back when, before time, other than what the truth tells us. But then in Romans 1 and 22 says, it says, "They professed themselves to be wise and they became fools." Now, God's wisdom is the wisdom of God Himself. It's a mystery, but then it's not a mystery, but it involves facts that cannot be known by a man. It's something that's given to us only from the Holy Spirit. It comes directly from Him. God's wisdom is the gospel itself. It's the news of Christ and Him being crucified. It's the word on how, through His death, that we will reconcile back to God. It's the wisdom that every man must possess if he wants to know God and live with Him eternally. Now, those of the world, they do not know God nor His wisdom, because if they did know it and they understood it, then they would think otherwise. Now, only God's Spirit knows the wisdom and the things of God. A man cannot penetrate the spiritual world, and no man has ever seen God. If we're ever to know Him in the spiritual world, He has to be revealed to us, and that's only through His Son, Jesus Christ. It's only the Spirit that knows the things of God, and only the man who receives Christ, the one that is born again, that receives the Spirit of God. And it's that person, the believer, who minds the spiritual things and understands the things of God. The Bible says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is at war against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be." Now, in summary, God's wisdom is the message that is taught by the Holy Spirit, and it is the glorious wisdom in the gospel of Christ Himself being revealed. The Holy Spirit teaches, guides, and directs us to compare and combine the spiritual things with spiritual things. He keeps us from all error as we follow His leadership. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've commanded you. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week this week. Remember, knowing God's wisdom is all you need to know in order to be successful in this life, in this spiritual world. One love, 5 minutes.